With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Well, it's a Democrats' big week, their national convention opening today in Chicago. And SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Democrats are gathering here for a much different party convention than what was planned just a month ago. Following President Biden's dropping out of the race, Vice President Harris moved to the top of the ticket and injected new energy into the Democratic campaign. With his keynote speech tonight, the president will be making a symbolic handoff. He plans to explain why he believes Harris must replace him and defeat Donald Trump in November. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
No time like the present. Secretary of State Blinken says now is the time to finalize a ceasefire hostage release deal for Gaza.
This is a decisive moment, probably the best, maybe the last opportunity to get the hostages home, to get a ceasefire, and to put everyone on a better path to enduring peace and security.
Blinken speaking in Tel Aviv, where he's meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and other high-ranking Israeli officials. And tomorrow, Secretary travels to Egypt. Also at SRNnews.com, one person killed, seven wounded, a mass shooting last night in Baltimore. The city's police commissioner says multiple firearms were recovered at the scene. Mayor Brandon Scott appealing for the public's help in identifying a suspect or suspects in that shooting in East Baltimore. It is exactly what they do not need in flood-ravaged southwestern Connecticut. Forecasters say some more rain could fall today. Yesterday, some places got as much as 10 inches, unleashing devastating flash flooding. Oxford, near New Haven, got some of the heaviest rain, and two people are missing there. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 3 points, while the Nasdaq futures are up 5 points. S&P futures 2 points higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is angry.
The popular evangelist is denouncing Evangelicals for Harris, a religious group that is trying to get the Democratic vice president elected in November. Graham has a problem with a new campaign ad that uses footage of his famous father, Billy, to criticize former President Trump. Franklin Graham says, quote, "Maybe they don't know that my father appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Donald Trump in 2016. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas will pay $50,000 to settle a federal lawsuit filed by a former state highway patrol employee who claims to have been fired for coming out as transgender. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and leaders of the Republican-controlled legislature unanimously approved the settlement. The former employee, a man who was living as a woman, was a building and grounds manager in the patrol's Topeka headquarters. The patrol says the ex-employee had been accused of sexual harassment and was not cooperating with the internal investigation. SRN News. They are not striking for better pay or improved benefits. No, this is something else.
It is a totally different kind of work stoppage. SAG-AFTRA's video game workers are now on strike, saying all performers from stunt workers to voice acting stars should be protected equally from the use of unregulated AI. They fear AI could reduce or eliminate job opportunities because the technology could be used to replicate one performance into a number of other movements without their consent. Jason Walker reporting.
The evacuations in a key city in eastern Ukraine have gone from recommended to mandatory. Local officials say Russian forces are advancing so quickly that it is compulsory for families to leave the city and other nearby towns. That city is one of Ukraine's main defensive strongholds. More details at SRNnews.com.